So where are these so-called Christmas lights? Where's this Christmas light show, anyway?
I don't know if you guys realize this, but we've been driving for a month, and Christmas is past, just like you guys are about to.
Whoa, hang on, man. Wait a minute. At the risk of sounding stupid, is that a veiled threat?
Hey, I don't know what's with you, but I'm about to ask you if you have any last requests.
Wait. Hold on. We have to keep doing the podcast. We're doing it right now, as a matter of fact. We can't stop in the middle.
Okay, then. You can do your podcast one last time, but you have to start with the theme song.
But we don't have the music, do we?
No, we don't. We don't have the Stingray music. How can we do the theme song?
Okay, wait a minute. If you guys can help out, maybe we can still do it.
Whoa, I've...
Well, yeah, if you guys can vocalize the instrumentation to this, then I can sing over it. How about that?
Wait, hold on. Do you guys know the Stingray song?
Of course we do. The Stingray song is Chechen National Anthem before it was Puppet Show theme. It's Chechen National Drinking Game song also, too.
Yeah?
Da. Every time you hear Stingray, two shots of vodka to the head.
Okay, all right. Well, you guys, on the count of three, just hum the song. One, two, three.
We're on the way to be killed. We never met Gat before, but I think he is waiting behind the door.
What happened? Why did you guys stop? All right, I guess this is the last time I'll ever sing the theme song to this show or podcast or presentation.
Hey, have we ever figured out where we're going? I mean, where are we going anyway?
Long Beach, of course.
Yeah,
home of Snoop Dogg.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Billy OOGG. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like I do every day, every single motherfucking day. May I kick a little something for the G's,
yeah,
and make a few ends.
Yeah.
As I breathe through 2 in the morning, and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. Mama, your mama ain't home. Your mama ain't home.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. So what's in Long Beach anyway?
Oil fields.
Oh good, I suppose I should invest.
No, silly Billy. That's where you're going to spend eternity. 4 feet deep under an oil tower.
Why? Why are you going through so much trouble to bury us all the way down in Long Beach? Do we have to go to Long Beach? Why don't you just shoot us and dump us here out of the car, right out?
No, you dummy. It's like this, see? These oil fields are leased federal lands, and the chance of them being developed, i.e. discovering dead bodies anytime in the near future, is pretty remote.
What a great fucking idea. You're genius. I mean, all things considered, that's pretty brilliant.
Hey, where you been? This is nothing new. Gangsters been doing this for decades.
Oh, you mean like OG Snoop Dogg?
No, not that kind of gangster.
What kind then?
Did you ever hear of guys like Tommy No-Nose Bichetto? Or Johnny the Debit Card Renzetti? What about Mike the Fish? What about Frankie No-Eyes Scangeli? Or Ricky Gagoozzi, you never heard these names. Well, they were big mouth rats. And they're all down there, see? 4 feet under an oil field. Blah, 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 blah.
At the risk of sounding like William Shatner, why? Why do you want to do this to us?
Hey, look, for starters, you destroyed my studio. You sabotaged my board. And not to mention, you burned off the lower half of an arm of someone I like, who happens to be on the payroll, and who, by the way, was ratted on and kicked out of the country.
So when are we going to get there?
Yeah, it's taking a while. Are we going in concentric circles or something? I don't know. This is looking like Burbank to me all of a sudden.
What? What the hell? Hey, Uncle Uber, where are we?
Ivo, I asked you if your uncle was competent and you said da. Hey, Uncle, what GPS navigator you use?
I use Zillow. I am looking now for low property value.
What? How long have you been driving? Like a month now? I got to take a leak, by the way.
You've got a perfectly good pair of pants. Leak away.
Come on, you want me to die of uremic poisoning right here in the car? In your car?
Ammonia bombs away.
He's right. Me must piss, too.
All right, pull over. Let the old men take care of their enlarged, venerable, prostates.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of my way, stupid.
Hey, okay, Miss Daisy. I gotta make water too, you know.
Oh, boy, was my bladder full. Oh.
Hey, you!
I can't hear you. I'm pissing.
Keep your hands up where I can see them.
Until they invent smart dicks, I gotta use my hands.
Hey, you wanna be shot? On the way to being shot?
After much deliberation, no.
Good thing you guys aren't astronauts, because you'd be drinking that stuff. Boy, are you old and weak. Glad I don't have to piss every 5 minutes. What about you two? You're old and weak. We'll only stop him once.
Okay, since we've been here, I could piss a little.
Froggy went according and he did ride on.
I only piss in snow.
Get pissing, because we're not stopping again.
Okay, well, in that case, excuse me, I got... Excuse me.
Announcers never have to go to the bathroom.
When he went up to Miss Mousy's door, oh, the hay and a hoe. He went up to Miss Mousy's door, oh, ho. He went up to Miss Mousy's door. She said, get away, you've been here before. Uh-huh, the hay and a hoe.
Me coyote in the land of Fairfaro, come a rat trap, meeny winkle, Tommy doodle rattle, bug a rat trap, baby, won't you cry me, oh. Took a Miss Mousy on his knee, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he took a little Mousy on his knee, oh.
Yeah.
Took a Miss Mousy on his knee, he said, Miss Mousy, will you marry me,
uh-huh.
Da-da.
Yeah, yeah. Let me sing with you.
Little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf, and a hope in the hay, and a hope in the hay. Little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf.
Oh,
I can do this.
Little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself. Mikayo in the land of Fairfaro, comrade trap, mini winkle, Tommy doodle rattle, bugger rat trap, baby, won't you cry me, oh?
Hey, attention all seniors! Total payasos, get in the car now!
Wait, I'm not done yet, and I'm not a clown.
You're faking. You're burning up the clock with this pissing bullshit.
You know, you stop when you stop. You can't will it to stop.
He's right. You can't do any of those things.
Oh, yeah? I can make a stop. Evo, shoot his dick off.
Okay, boss. All of it?
Yeah, give him the works.
Okay, assassinate Pecker.
Okay, okay! I'm done. I'm all done. I'm done.
Get moving.
Hey, all right already. Jesus.
Hey, Uncle Uber, can you turn on the radio?
Christ's sake, man up, you two. No more stalling around. The end is coming, so start thinking about your last word.
Hey, who's that on the radio? I like that song. Turn it up.
Oh, stinkaroo. I hate that song. 1910 Fruit Gum Company. What a weak song. Change the station. I want soul music.
Is a thing to say.
Wait! Turn that up! Turn it up! This is a classic Christmas song. There's nobody better than Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby? He's the one that chloroformed women.
No, I think you're thinking of Bill Cosby. And Christmas was like 4 months ago.
I think maybe yes. No, this is Bing Crosby, the old groaner. I love him. Not groaner, cooner, the old cooner.
No, I think the expression is crooner.
Oh, let me say something. This is a style of early 20th century singing made super popular by the super whitest singers in America. Oh, it gave white people a sense of security, trying to create a zeitgeist that everything was going to be tomato soup and grilled cheese. Every mom did their best.
Shut up! You're harshing my Bing Crosby mellow. Listen to that voice. Doesn't he sound mellow? He was a mellow guy, you know. He was chill.
No, he wasn't. He was a hollowed-out bag of booze that inflicted pain and suffering on his own flesh and blood. It's in the book. His own son.
No, say it ain't so.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big hero in Dagestan. He's a good man.
Well, let me tell you something. You know what this son of a bitch did?
What? What do you know?
Oh, nothing. This rich khaki ascot-wearing shit-bum son of a bitch sent his own son into their burning house that was totally engulfed in flames to rescue his pipe collection.
Yet, not true.
Oh, you don't believe me? Okay, let me act it out for you. Gee, thanks for saving us, Dad!
The only reason I saved you was so you could go back in there.
To save Timmy, our Cocker Spaniel?
No, screw Timmy.
But, Dad, the house is totally engulfed in flames and the drapes and rugs are burning on fire.
Now listen here, you little hooky-dooky. My beloved pipe collection is in there and you gotta rescue him.
Hip-biddly-doo.
Now get going and save my pipe collection.
Oh, wow. I don't know, Dad. I don't know.
Oh, I love the smell of burning sun in the morning.
No, yet. He loved his pipe collection more important than his collection of sons. Feh.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Why then he so beloved American?
Because people are too busy watching Dancing with the Stars. I know this. Nobody knows anything.
You're right. Where is this little bucket of shit buried?
Hey, Uncle Uber, check the Waze app.
Okay, hold on. B-I-N-G-C-R-O-S-B-Y.
Take the next exit, head west on freeway. In the 3 miles, you'll see the ass end of Warner Brothers Studio. Overlooking much maligned L.A. River. Take the Forest Lawn exit. You have arrived.
Hey, Gregor, so what do you have in mind here?
Come close, listen. Old world revenge. We dig up the skull of this Bing Crosby and use it for hockey puck.
Sounds like a plan, but wait, we're gonna need some hockey sticks.
We've got good Russian sticks in trunk.
Well, I'm new to this gravedigger stuff. It sounds like fun, though. Hey, get down. It's the cops.
No, that cemetery security kiosk guy.
Hey, folks, name's Kevin. Kev to you. How you doing? Look, I don't know your circumstances, but my condolences just the same. How can I help you today? What family are you with?
Crosby! Bing!
Oh, Bing, the old groaner. Well, Der Bingle, what them folks in the Germans used to call him. He's right up there, see, up there on the hill, eh? Underneath that jacaranda, you can't miss it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Kiosk Kevin guy.
Hey, you know, it's funny. You guys don't look old enough to be fans of the great Bing Crosby. But I guess that's just a testament to how truly great he was, eh? You know, transcending the generations long past his era. Funny, few performers have the ability to reverberate well past their time, eh? Like that Connie West character and all of his begging for money and crazy ideas.
What ideas?
Oh, well, he's got that Donda chart where he's got stuff like his reversible mayonnaise and fireproof pickle listed in the lunch in the future division.
Oh, he sounds uninspired!
Say, hey, really? Oh, well, hey, I got beautiful ideas too, eh? Let me run this by you. I'm gonna tear off all my clothes, pour Mazola all over myself, and run wild naked. It'd be like a statement. It'd be performance art, right?
Where you run?
Oh, God, everywhere. Up and down the Hollywood Hills, over to Jamba Juice and Big Fat Burger, and then up past the coffee place, and that's where I pretty much call it quits, and then I double back, you know?
Oh, boy, you sound defecated.
What?
I'm dedicated.
I am dedicated. Unlike that Connie West, I got beautiful ideas. Where's my $1 billion, eh? I ain't getting any younger. I want to leave an impact, too. Say, look, you better get on with paying your respects to that feel-good drunken corpse that everybody loves so much. It's a full moon tonight. you know what they say about a full moon up there, don't you?
What they say about full moon?
All right, then you look at me right in my eyeball, all right? They say, during the night of a full moon, you can smell the distinct smell of pipe tobacco in the air. And if you listen real hard, you can hear the man, Bing Crosby, screaming at his boys in the wind. You know, someone once told me that he used to beat his own boys with gold records. Smash him right over their fucking heads, he did. You know, he wasn't such a bad man, though. Just kind of lost his way. You know, he did a recording called The Whiffin' Poop Song, which I'd like to share with you now. Give you a perspective on the map. This is for you, Bing. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well, shall I wasting, and Marvorning and the rest. We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We are little black sheep who have gone astray. Ba, ba, ba. Gentlemen songsters off on a spree, damned from here to eternity. God have mercy on such as we. Ba, ba.
Uncle Uber, how much time are you going to spend with this moth-eaten beanbag anyway? Let's get going.
Have respect for this man.
Who, Bing? Or this old bag of river silt in the security guard hat?
Him! This man! This man has honorable job, real job, unlike you and Papaya Stand. Little is commissar. You affect nothing. This is a real man, not a 10-year-old boy.
I'm not 10. I'm 10 and a half. Get it right. Now let's get going. Now!
Hey, you know, should anybody care? I'm still angry about Bing and his crap from 30 years ago when I first heard about this shit. You know what? I can't look face to skull with the guy who did all these horrible things to his kids.
Blah, 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 blah. Shit, crap, shit. No, blah, 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 blah. Little bitch boy has good point. Okay, jacaranda tree. We're here.
Okay, everybody get out. And let's do this.
Hey, did you just say, let's do this?
Yeah, let's do this.
You can't think of anything else to say other than let's do this? Do you know that phrase is in 538 movies and TV shows combined in the past 5 years? Let's do this. Let's do this. Oh, you big Hollywood writer now. Oh, is that the title of your new script? Let's do this? What? What was that hook in the pitch meeting? You went and said, let's do this?
That's right. And they went for it.
Oh, and I suppose the sequel will be, we did that, right? Hooray for Hollywood. Get out. Trunk open, get shovels!
Yes! Man, I can't wait for some old-time hockey.
Where is the Binger grave?
I found it! It's right here.
Thanks, Big Dumb.
You're welcome.
Come on, you appleheads. Grab those shovels and let's get to digging, huh?
All right, all right. You know, I'm not so sure about this. Isn't this grave robbing?
Oh, come on. Forget about grave robbing. Think about your passion for hockey. We're this close to a puck.
I'm on the Red Army side.
All right. Then this is the Hockey Summit. Hollywood versus the Red Army at Skull Hockey.
Hey, what are you boys doing there? Boy in the garage, Mr. Gomez.
Helen? What are you doing here?
Well, we're visiting Frank Perdue and David Orrick, of course.
Frank Perdue? David Orrick? I thought they only buried celebrities here.
Well, I guess those guys were a type of celebrity. We saw them every night in commercials. I guess it counts that they were on TV all the time. I wonder if Bartles and James are up here.
Oh, yes. Not Frank Perdue. Yeah, we still love him. But he did void on the rug quite a bit. Oh, remember that one time he stole the Easter ham right off the table and ran down the basement with it? Oh, yes. Well, he took it right behind the water heater. And he wouldn't give it back.
Wow, you never hear the real stories of celebrities.
Celebrities? Well, I mean, we loved them our whole lives, but I wouldn't call them celebrities. Oh, well, those two beautiful dogs were stars in my eyes.
Dogs? You mean Frank Perdue and David Oreck were your dogs?
But of course they were. Who do you think we're talking about?
I was thinking about the 8-pound Oreck vacuum that could pick up a 20-pound bowling ball. And it takes a tough man to make a tender Purdue chicken.
Well, what in the Sam Hill are you talking about?
Wait, so your dogs are buried here at Forest Lawn Cemetery?
Yes, they are. Nothing but the best for our pooches. But more importantly, what are you doing with those shovels? Digging at the gravesite of one erstwhile Harry Lillis Crosby? Him? Him? Oh, I always hated that dreadful man. Ever since he let his dog burn to death in that horrific fire at his house in Lacuca Beach. Toluca Lake, dear. Oh, dear, the Toluca Lake, dear. Yeah, he loved to hold court at that steakhouse right across from Warner Brothers. He'd talk to anyone who'd kiss his hairy ass and buy him a drink. Oh, dreadful man. But that steakhouse had best shrimp scampi and that garlic bread would you die for.
Okay, ladies, I'd love to talk about the smokehouse menu all night, but we have some business to attend to.
What exactly are you doing with those shovels?
That's on a need-to-know basis, honey.
Well, I need to know.
All right, well, we were planning on playing a game of pickup hockey, but we needed a puck, so what better than Bing Crosby's skull?
Oh, here, here. Oh, I love hockey.
Wait, you guys play?
Well, not so much anymore. But at one time, we played for the Hen City Flyers, didn't we, dear?
Well, you were on the bench most of the time. I, on the other hand, was their first line center and captain.
Wow! Hey, you guys want to join in on our game? We could use a couple more players.
Well, it's been a while.
Oh, hell yes! We're in!
Hockey Night in Forest Lawn, brought to you by Jerry's Donuts and Rubber Tires.
Hey, what is this?
Looks like his stupid golf club.
Hey, what's this? These are his balls?
He didn't have any balls, who are you trying to kill?
No, his golf balls!
Oh my, the fabled pipe collection.
Holy shit, what is that?
I don't know, it looks like a solid gold puke bucket.
With mummified puke.
Who does he think he is, King Tut? He's got everything he needs in the afterlife.
Hey, fellas! Hey, yo, fellas, what are you doing up there, eh?
Oh no, it's the security guard guy.
Oh shit, he's right.
No, don't bother with him. Keep digging, or there's no game.
Is that a hole you're digging there?
Yeah, what? No good?
Well, it's highly unusual, you know.
What, digging a 6-foot hole at a world-famous cemetery is highly unusual?
Look, I know my onions, smartass. It is highly unusual to be digging a 6-foot hole without a body, or a corpus delicti, as we call them in the trade.
What if I were to tell you that there was a higher and very noble purpose behind this hole digging?
Wow, okay, you got my interest.
Okay, are you a man of sport?
Well, you're fucking right I am.
Well, what's your sport?
Well, there's only one sport, eh? And it's cool as a moose, twice as hairy.
Wait, don't tell me.
Hockey.
You better know it, hotshot.
Yeah, that's right, man. Pump paws.
What?
You know, pump paws. Shake hands. You never heard that expression?
Jesus Christ, no, that's just weird.
All right, I don't know if it's Canadian or not, but it's Upper Peninsula, that's for sure.
All right, so what does this have to do with digging that hole right up there on top of Binger?
Okay, look, here's the short of it. We need his skull so we can play a game of pickup skull hockey.
You don't say?
Yeah, and we've got everything we need for a game, except a skull and a play-by-play announcer and a ref.
Hey, whenever there's an announcer needed, I just assume that...
No, Big Head Paul. Sorry, you don't know hockey. Go make some hot chocolate or something, and that'll be helpful.
Wait. Can I play?
Well, can you call the play-by-play, ref, and play the game at the same time?
Christ. Does shit come out of a bear?
All right, then you're in.
Jackpot!
Oh, look! It's the Drunken Skull!
Game on! We got our hockey puck.
Okay, let's pick teams. Gregor, Evo, you're the two captains. Gregor, your team is shirts, and Evo, your skin.
What is this shirt skins business?
Well, we don't have uniforms.
Oh, I get it, so we know why who is who.
All right, Evo, pick first.
I pick Irma.
All right, time to take off my shirt.
Irma!
Take it all in, boys.
I can't look.
Bless you.
All right, all right. Gregor, you pick.
Okay, I pick Bitch Boy.
Me?
Yes, da, you, Bitch Boy, front and center.
Yes, sir.
I pick Jago.
All right, the winning side.
Canadian security guard guy.
All right.
No one left but Tiny Boss. I don't want him. It's your pick. You take him. Yet, he's not a winner.
Hey, you don't think I'm a winner? Well, I am.
I don't want you on my team.
Look, you don't want me calling the Albanians, do ya?
Okay, I take little shitfuck.
Good.
But you have to take Big Head Paul.
Really?
Hot damn, we got a game, huh? Or what? Or what?
Wait, hold the phone. We gotta sing the national anthem first, eh?
What's national anthem?
Come on, let's forget that part.
No! God, don't you have any respect for the great game?
Well, yeah.
Okay then, let's sing the Hollywood national anthem.
Oh, Hollywood, you worthless tinsel town, true greed and avarice, sociopathic by design. With lawyers you steal and lie and cook the books so aptly. There's a big bus home and it's leaving now, and the fares are almost free. Oh, Hollywood has nothing to do with talent. It's all you know, so hit your head with a mallet. Oh, Hollywood, we have no praise for thee.
You're out of your depths, you're out of your head, you're out of your mind. Step into the dark, step into the slime. Hold on to your ass, hold on to your pants, hold on to your pride. Get on the Greyhound and just go home. Go home!
Time now for hockey night in Forest Lawn.
All right, so it's overtime of the seventh game of the Stanley and Laurel Cup. And the next goal wins.
Yeah, okay. And the skull is dropped. And little CEO wins the face-off, bastard. Skins have control of the skull. CEO attempts a pass to Irma. But I intercept the pass. And it looks like I got an inadvertent elbow right up in Irma's face.
You fucking asshole. You knocked out my partial.
And taking surprise control of the puck for me is the Flying Chechen.
Why, it's all about fun.
And I get taken into the boards heavily. Check by the Chechen. Gregor breaks into the offensive zone and stick handles around Billy West, who returns the favor by tripping him.
Fucking Bitch Boy.
Sorry about the asphalt, you ass.
Billy West speeds up the right side and passes to Helen in the neutral zone. Helen, one of this year's rising stars, makes her way into the corner as she shields the puck, looking for an outlet pass as Big Head Paul presses her for the skull. And again, it's hard to believe that we're actually using the skull of Bing fucking Crosby. But it's hockey night in Forest Lawn, where anything can happen. Helen makes her way to the scrum.
All right, look out. Daddy's home. Get me closer and I'll give you a punch in the cock.
Boy, aren't you vicious? This is just a game, if I have to remind you.
If you feel that way, weak sister, find your bitch. You would have nothing to do all day if it weren't for your fat ass.
And they blow the play down.
And now, word from our sponsors, Hockey Night in Forest Lawn, brought to you by Pie and Coffee.
You know, during the course of the day, you ever look up in the sky and just say, yeah? Sure you do. Whenever I feel like that, I head straight to the corner for some pie and coffee. You come in with that angry look on your face, your sleeves rolled up, and you slam down the rolled-up newspaper on the counter and take off your fedora and say, I want some pie and some coffee. God bless old pie and coffee. The 1940s treat. Do it today.
And we resume play with a face-off won by Evo, who promptly passes to Diego, who passes back to Evo, who gets stopped by me. Hey, Evo, I'd like to ask you a question. How do you feel the game is going so far, eh?
What? Why do you feel the need to stop and interrupt the game?
Well, it wasn't my idea. The producer just thinks the game isn't interesting enough without creating sideshows to keep people watching. So, you know, that's what you gotta do, eh?
How about this? I will tell your fortune. I see 6 stitches in your forehead, and...
Ah! Oh, God, I'm bleeding! Oh, here comes the little CEO, racing through the neutral zone. He shakes his skull and enters the offensive zone. God, I'm so bleeding! And Billy steps up at the blue line. Oh, it looks like he slew-footed him.
Oh, no! You dirty rat pig ass face. You know, West, you're a real asshole. And look at my suit, it's torn. It's an Armani suit, and now it's torn. You know how much it costs to fix an Armani suit, you fucking ass rat bastard.
Oh, crying about your little suit. That's no Armani suit. It's from the Winnie the Pooh collection.
All right, break it up, boys. You, West, in the box, 2 minutes suit ripping.
Oh, come on, ref. What do you got, diabetes? You're seeing things.
Get in, or you'll get 10 and a misconduct.
Yeah, give it to him. Ride his ass good. Take out the trash, ref.
Irma and Uncle Uber line up for the face-off. Irma wins the face-off and passes to Jago. Jago drop passes to Helen at the top of the slot. Helen winds up for the big slapper.
All right. Keep your eyes open and your undies on, because I'm leaning into this one, boys!
Oh, the inhumanity! Helen has shattered Bing Crosby's headpiece! Oh, no. What do we do now, guys?
Check the Skull Hockey Handbook.
Oh, yeah, the handbook. Okay, hold on. Okay, according to the Skull Hockey Handbook, no skull, no hockey. It's end game.
Well, that's it, boys. Finito. The game is over. And now it's time to get back into our little road trip.
Hold on. The game ain't over. Nobody won. We just needed to find another skull.
Yeah, what about Phil Spector? He's got a skull.
But he's not dead.
Well, what about his wig? We could use that.
According to the Skull Hockey Handbook, no wig there, Bill.
Okay, what about Cary Grant?
Oh, no, he was nice for an acid-head bisexual.
Okay, what about the host of The Joker's Wild?
Jack Barry? Nah, you know, what about Alan Ludden?
Was he a bastard?
Oh, no, he was a nice guy. Hey, what about Wink Martindale? Wait, what about Joe DiRita?
What about him?
Well, don't you know he was the laziest stooge? He refused to be hit.
That doesn't make him lazy. Or a bastard, for that matter.
Of course it does. No. Look, you're gonna join the Three Stooges with one stipulation? You refuse to be hit?
Look, no! That's it! Game over! Game over! No more skull hockey!
Time for a ride and ice cream! Everyone wins!
Come on, ride! Now!
Alright, again, according to the Skull Hockey Handbook, right here, it says, if one cannot find another skull, the game is then forfeited, you know?
Everyone get in this car now!
We've got our own car. We don't need a ride.
Oh, yes! Old Betsy. Our 54 Studebaker.
Hey, guys, give us a call when you want to play again.
Oh, yes. We still need to know who wins the Stanley or Oliver Cup.
Goodbye. Go and get older.
Yes, guy, you don't need a ride. You live here.
Hey, what about the beers? We always have a few beers after a game, eh?
What a cheesy way to get beer.
Uncle Uber, let's get it going. Hit it.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Later, dude.
Goodbye! Well, I'll see you later, right? I mean, we have a lot more dead folks up here in the cemetery with whom we could play hockey or high lie or whatever you like. I'm game for anything. And I'm so fucking lonely.
Look at this fucking traffic. Who does this? Why? Come here every day to sit?
Well, it just sort of happened.
What do we do now?
It's too late now. Can't turn around on freeway. Look at this shit. 101. Crowded. Both sides. Stand still.
Hey, maybe it's time for the Billy Bastard segment.
Yeah, that's right.
That could get us through this mess.
Okay, all right. Well, then, hold on. Let me call John, and maybe he can play it over the phone. Hold on. Hey, John.
Hey, Jim. What's up?
Well, hey, man, we're stuck in traffic, and we thought maybe this would be a good time for the Billy Bastard segment.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you see, we're not in the studio, so could you play it over the phone for us?
Yeah. Okay, sure. Hold on.
Okay, great. Hey, Big Head Paul, could you introduce the segment?
Yes, I will. Time now for Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Being. Jesus, it's hot in here.
He's Billy Bastard. It's Billy Bastard.
High as a kite, passed out again. He's the third best drummer in Michigan.
Meow, 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 meow. Shut up, all of you. These singers suck. The horns are out of tune.
He's a Jim Bastard.
I'm the only one that knows what the hell they're doing.
Billy Bastard.
I'll fire you all tonight.
Chucky Bastard.
How dare you?
A fucking bastard.
Get off my band.
Smoking that crack and drinking that gin. I burned my lips on the pipe again.
When we last left our anti-hero and his compadre, they had located and burst through the front gates of the worldwide headquarters of OCI. And inside the building, sirens and flashing lights go off as we hear a voice over the loudspeaker.
Intruder alert! Intruder alert! Security breach! Arms alert! Code red!
Just then, the truck crashes through the wall of OCH main headquarters. JB and Miguel dive, tuck, and roll out of the truck just before it explodes. Sliding down the ropes dropped from the ceiling, dozens of armed guards descend on the scene, firing indiscriminately. XJB and Miguel engage in superhero hand-to-hand kung fu combat with the never-ending onslaught of guards.
Punk ass! Punk ass! Try this off the side! Hey! 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 Yeah! Hey, you punk! Mother father! You pissy little punk! You're a disgrace! Ah! A disgrace to the whole race!
Ah. This is hard.
Take that, gringo.
The battle is fierce as the armed guards keep coming in waves. Superhero XJB kicks it up a notch, going into Black Fu mode.
Man's world. Who? Hey, better be nothing without a woman. Get up. Get up. Hey, get up.
We see a flurry of platform shoe kicks and bejeweled pimp slaps, but it's not enough. XJB is weakening.
Ah, oh, yeah, what do you know? Yeah, you like that? Ha!
Boom!
Oh, purple Jesus. I need a drink.
Here, Billy.
A quartz of Asia.
Miguel throws Billy a bottle of beer. XJB bites the bottle cap off. He looks at the bottle in a moment of self-reflection. Everything slows down. All that can be heard is his accelerating heartbeat. As XJB stares at the label, transfixed, the words on the label go out of focus and then reappear. The beer label takes on a voice.
Drink me.
The beer label changes, as does the voice of a counter beer label.
Don't drink me.
Then it cross-dissolves back to...
Hey, stupido, drink me!
drink me!
XJB, sweating, thirsty, and weak, has a moment of clarity.
I don't need this!
He throws the bottle to the floor. It breaks into a million pieces.
Oh, yes, I do! What have I done?
Just then, he gets hit with a right cross. Moments later, Billy comes to as he hears a voice above him.
Wait a minute. This is the man who saved us from the Chupacabra. Don't worry, amigo. You're our hero. We, all of us, will protect you.
We see now that XJB is sober, super powerless, and is transformed back into Billy.
Oh, shit. I can't fly anymore. And I don't have super soul moves.
That's okay, Billy. I've still got my pride, and so do you, Senior Honorary Mexican. Billy, we must go save the world now.
Oh, si, senor!
Led by the armed guards, Billy and Miguel make their way to the corridor, shooting all the way. They finally reach the nerve center, the fabled cow room. They burst through the big door labeled Rosie. Inside the cavernous room, they see the gargantuan heifer. It's even bigger than the last time we saw it. Its udder is as big as the Hindenburg.
Oh, the humanity! What kind of freakish abomination of scientific madness gone awry is this?
Madam Vice President, the House Speaker, and the Chinese investors, realizing the jig is up, hightail into the nearby getaway rocket ship.
Hurry! Get on the rocket!
Miguel sees the bad guys as they make their exit stage left.
Billy, look, the Vice President and her bitch are getting away.
We can't worry about them, Miguel. Right now we have to save the planet.
The getaway rocket engines fires up and blasts off. Meanwhile, Billy has scaled the giant cow and sits atop the cow mountain.
Miguelito, you got a lighter?
I'm coming with you.
No, no, it's too dangerous. I have to ride this jet-powered gaseous cow into outer space to save the world from the shitmobile.
I don't care. I'm going with you, Billy. I promised your mother I would look after you.
Miguel grabs some space helmets and tanks.
Here, put these on, Senor Billy. We're going to need them.
Meanwhile, up in the sky, jet fighters approach the compound from a distance.
Tango Decker Niner approaching the target area.
Back at Guantanamo headquarters, General Scheisentrauser responds and directs traffic.
You gotta get there and detonate that cow before it leaves the atmosphere. I got my pension tied up in P&P hybrid stock. I bet the farm on this cucker car.
Back at OCH headquarters, Billy sits on top of the giant cow. Miguel is at the back of the cow, standing on a giant ladder, holding a lighter near the bovine's butt.
All right, Miguel. 3, 2, 1, ignition!
Miguel strikes the lighter.
Okay, guys, on the count of three, pull its finger.
Down below, we see a couple dozen of the guards pulling on a rope that is tied to one of the cow's hooves.
But cows don't have fingers.
You know what I mean. Just pull a rope.
The men below heave-ho, pulling the cow's hoof. There's half a beat before a gale-force brown wind erupts. The wind strikes the flame, creating a giant jet blue flame. The cow vibrates. In a split second, the cow becomes a turbo missile, exploding through the roof and ascending into the sky at rocket speed.